to the El Popo podcast from the Chicana and Chicano Studies Department studios at California State University, Northridge. I'm your host, Emily West, and today I'm going to be talking to an employee that is a part of La Plaza de Cultura y Artes Museum, also known as the Mexican American Museum here in Los Angeles. Who's your founder?
Gloria Molina kind of spearheaded it that she wanted a museum of this kind to represent the Mexican-American community in Los Angeles and share their untold stories with the community and their contributions to the city. And then from there, it just rolled up to many other people kind of, you know, having an influence of, you know, getting this built. And we've only been open since 2011, so it's been, you know, many, many years coming in the process.
In your opinion, what's the single greatest contribution that this museum is giving to the community?
In my personal experience working here, I believe the biggest thing that we're giving back to the community is a sense of that you are important and you have contributed to this city. And your story is just as valuable as, you know, what you've, you know, learned about in your textbooks. And also teaching students, like, that's not only story out there. Mm-hmm. We have had over 100,000 guests enter our museum since we've been open in 2011. We provide bus transportation to Title I schools, Los Angeles Unified Schools. Our tours are free to these students, and a time where there are budget cuts and schools are, you know, looking for funding to even give textbooks, we're offering students and schools an opportunity to kind of have more engaging curriculum outside of school and for free for the schools that desperately need it. So that kind of impact, you know, is rewarding a million times fold on its.
What do you feel is Chicano? How would you define it?
I guess it's hard for me to define it because I'm not Mexican and I'm not Mexican American. My family is Central American, and the way I relate to this museum is through being an immigrant. And I think that, like I was saying, that's Los Angeles, and even this area across the street, you have the Chinese American Museum telling their story. They're going to build the Italian Hall down the end, telling their story, and it's just kind of spread there to, you know, not just Chinese, to Vietnamese, Filipino, Japanese. I mean, you find different communities, so many different cultures, but I think Chicano, from my understanding, is a political term that a community took in about the 70s for themselves, not having a voice, and definitely this place puts value in your voice. And your.
How do you think we can make the American dream more possible for Chicanos and Chicanas? Any laws you agree with, disagree with?
With the Latino Chicano community, it's realizing that we do have a voice, that we are not just one kind of little pueblo. We are many, and we represent a face of America, and that gives us a right to the piece of the pie, you know, and we all kind of contribute. And like I said, we are a large portion of this country. We're one of the many faces of America, and that is America. There is no one face.
Exactly. Oh,
I don't know if that's
amazing. But what are some of the steps that the museum is taking to make sure this heritage is preserved, Chicanos, Chicanas in general?
Well, at the end of the first floor exhibit, we have Voces Vivas, which is basically we ask everybody coming in to share their story, of their experience in Los Angeles, whether it's experiencing racism or contributing, you know, through opening up your shop in L.A., whatever it may be. What is your story within this city? And like I said, we have that contribution booth where we ask the public to, you know, share their story.
In your opinion, out of all the exhibits, which are so beautiful and well done, what is the most important message you would want someone to leave here with?
Within the exhibit, even if someone left upset here, I think as long as there was a reaction, as long as, you know, some discourse came out of this, whether it was good or bad, whether they approved or not, it's an it's a story that most people don't know about. And I think just having that seed implanted that, you know, that there's many different stories, there's not just one, whether you agree with it or like it, or, you know, we have people end up coming in and crying because they either can relate or had no idea some of the things that happened to the Mexican-American community and in L.A., but also the sense of empowerment that we've moved on in the country.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Don't forget to visit our website located at www.elpopo.org. And until next time, have a great day.